And the Falcons are trying to go 2-0 this week against those dirty Packers. And we got a guest in the house to help us preview it tonight. Mike, you ready, buddy?
Johnny Yates, we are going 2-0, buddy. Not trying.
That's how you say it.
No such thing as try. You do or do not. Let's go. Yeah.
And welcome in to Out of Your Falcon Mind, Atlanta Falcons fan cast, episode number 125. And joining me tonight, as always, my co-host, Mr. Mike Cottrell. I'm John, your host, here at the In the Clutch Studios on Variety Sports Network. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I feel good. I feel great. I'm early, never late. Let's go.
Yes, sir, man. And as always, guys, make sure you check out Variety Sports. They have some great new shows, man. The Talking the Gridiron is back on Sunday nights, late for us here on the East Coast. Saturday Showdown, awesome college football show. Actually, tonight, after we get done, they do their show. And then if you're still into baseball, like the Braves just clinched the NL East again for the sixth straight year in a row last night up in Philly. That was really nice to see. Always love it when it's on like a division opponent's field. It's always nice to celebrate on somebody else's, especially when it's, you know, like Philly. But anyway, the seventh inning stretch, awesome baseball show Thursday nights. Check that out as well. Welcome in to any new viewers, any new listeners that we have to the show. Hope you guys like the content. Hope you stick around. Hit the like button for us if you're here on YouTube. Mike, we normally get around like 55, 60 likes, which is great for the show, but we have like hundreds and hundreds of views. So trying to get us to like 75 likes. Just take baby steps. So if y'all are here, man, just hit the like button. See if we can get to 75. Likes. That'd be great. It just helps us get out there to more Falcons fans. Helps man, yeah, go ahead, Mark.
And you got to ask yourself, why are you not liking it? You know, if you watched the whole show, that means it was good. If you didn't, if it was trash right around 20 minutes, you would have cut it off 30 minutes. You know, but if you get to the end, just hit the like. You got to the end. It had to be some kind of good. If you finished the meal, it had to be some kind of way you could have just been hungry. Okay, well, that just kills that. But still, hit the like button.
Yeah, hit it anyway. And if you're listening to us, man, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're listening to us, drop us a five-star review. I did see we have some new five-star reviews on iTunes and Spotify, so we appreciate that, whoever did that. And if you write something on iTunes, we'll shout you out here on the show. You can just read it like a nice little something on there. We'll make sure to shout you out. We do have merch, guys, as always. Let me see if it works this week. Yeah, it works. All right. You go to bonfire.com/ out of your Falcon Mound. You can see all that you see on the screen here, hoodies, t-shirts. The purple one is actually for Alzheimer's Awareness, which is this month, September Alzheimer's Awareness Month. A portion of the proceeds go to support Alzheimer's research. So go snag one of those. We're going to leave it up anyway, so it's not going to go away at the end of September. It's going to be on there all year long, but just so y'all know, it is there. And also, just so y'all know, I said it on the last show, but in case you missed it, our recap show will be Monday, but it's going to be with our boy Berto from 95 North Falcons Talk Show. It's going to be a new show. We're going to collab with him every other week. So after every two games, we're going to have a show. It's basically going to be our recap show plus a bunch of new stuff with Berto. Mm-hmm. It's going to be called 195 North Meets 75 South. That's the name of the show. It's going to be a permanent collab with him. So it's going to be something y'all need to watch out for. We always have a great time with him, man. So it's fun to do. And we have a guest tonight, as I said earlier. So go ahead and bring him on, Mr. Bryce Lewis from Fox 56 in Kentucky, actually. Man, Bryce, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? What's up, Falcons fam? Glad to be here.
Bryce, yeah, it's great to have you. But what are you doing in Kentucky, man?
Like you said, man, I work here. I'm a news producer by day. So that's what I do with my free time,
so
I guess.
You live in Kentucky, Bryce? Like permanently?
Yeah. I'm not
from
there, but like I live there currently, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's dope.
Yeah. And where and Bryce also hosts the Believe in the Hawks podcast as well. So in honor of that, I did wear my Hawks hoodie tonight. So and I do have the red, and I have and I have the red hat because you know we're wearing the red hats this week against the Packers, which by the way, black jersey, white pants, red hat, man, those look It's a nice combination. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think the only two people that don't like that is our boy Ski and Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC. The only two folks I know that don't like that look. Maybe maybe some more. I don't know. But yeah, absolutely, man. So Bryce, before we get into it, dude, like a little bit about your foul. When did you become a fan? How old were you? Favorite player? Like all that good stuff.
I actually think I have a pretty interesting story. So I actually became a fan. First time I actually like sat down and watched football and watched the whole season of Falcons was 07. So obviously that was that was with Vic and everything. It's kind of crazy, but I don't know. I saw this, it was in the news, you know, you see it, whatever. So I was like, okay, like I started getting more into sports at that time. So decided to watch, you know, obviously Falcons are on every week since that was the local market that we were in, because I was in Georgia. And I don't know. Didn't have a great season, but I became a fan. So I don't know. Like, it just kind of resonated with me, I guess, a little bit. And it kind of just kind of grew from there. And then I was just excited for the next season. Obviously, that's when they brought in Mike Smith and they drafted, you know, Matt and everything like that. So, and then that just kind of just amplified it from there. And I've never looked back since and just kind of, you know, and love the team since then. Obviously, at that time, probably for me, favorite player was probably Rodney White at that time. You know, I think that was that was probably, I mean, because at the time, too, like I know his ascension, you know, from what he started and then becoming the receiver he ended up becoming for us. You know, it was just one of those things where it was just like great to see. So, you know, I've pretty much been sporting basically since 07, man. Just been through those ups and downs and everything like that. And still here, still supporting, still excited about the current squad now. And, you know, excited to see what happens this Sunday.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. 07 was a rough year. So if you became a fan when it's a down year, that's hardcore. I love it. I love it.
No, I'm dedicated.
Damn right. Didn't wait till we started.
And he said Roddy White. He didn't pick just a star player. He picked Roddy White. He was paying attention.
That's right. That's right, man. Yeah. Well,
great, like I said, but man, still underrated. It.
Exactly. Before we get going, man, let's jump in the chat, see what's up. Bubba Gump, what's going on, man? First in the chat. 520, man. You're early, dude.
Hopeful. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? Art, what's going on,
brother? My man, I'm out of my Falcon mind. Let's go. Birdo, out of your Falcon mind are the best duo doing this. Another fact, there's a man named Burrito in this chat. You are hilarious, man. Thank you, buddy.
Dude, I saw you post this when in our countdown. It made me laugh, man. I was laughing on that. So it's a funny story about how somebody called him Burrito, but funny story. Liam, my son, sent him it's a little fundraiser does automated, you know, text he has to send out to, you know, like, you know, for his school.
Yeah.
And so he got Birdo. I was like, I don't know if you need to send it to Birdo or not, but yeah, you have to put in the name of the person you're sending it to. Like if it's, you know, whatever, he put in Dad's friend Burrito. So that's how
Birdo. Bro, I got that. And I swear, I thought it was scam. Cause he ain't in middle school. Is he?
Yeah, bro. He's in high school next year.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, we'll talk later.
Yeah, see? Shit goes by fast. It's crazy. Yeah, it's insane. I know.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jordan said, what up, fellas? Hope everyone's doing well in the chat. 1-0 feels good. 2-0 feels better. 3-0, I might levitate. Curry, John, and Mike, excited for the show tonight and the special guests. Of course, man. We got my man in the building. Let's go 2-0. Wish I was going to the Benz again. It was rocking on Sunday. Bubba Gump said, keep Dez undefeated at home. You got to start that hashtag.
That's right.
Ty, what up, Ty?
So, no, Ty, still good to see you haven't been kicked off Twitter, man. Good to see you still on there. Everything's going well. Hey, X, what's going on, XRP? Good to see you, man. So glad you finally called us live.
Oh, finally got it live. Welcome.
Yeah, man.
My man, Jerry Gray will be the difference in this game. Just wait. I love the way you're talking my language.
Yeah, man. We're going to talk about it, man. We're going to talk about it. It's gonna be a good time
with a permanent. Yep,
it's gonna be good stuff.
Ark said, I was a horse. Hold on, I was horse after going to. I thought you said I was a horse. I said, man, you had mushrooms or something. so Ark said, I was horse after going to last weekend's game, and I plan on doing the same this weekend. We need you Falcon fans in the building, bright and early and full, because the rotten cheese has. So you going to two straight games? Now, you come on, man. You making me mad, bro. Give me a ticket. I'm there. JJ, rise up, gang. We are 2-0 for sure. See, that's how I talk. I'm talking in the future. I'm future tense with it. Baby yep, J, right, y'all pack out the dome. I don't want to see no damn cheese heads out there. Oh, they going to be in there. Another PR. Yeah, hello, some. Buddy.
You definitely going to see some.
Ty said, ha-ha. I'm trying to be as nice as I can on Twitter so I'm not kicked off. Man, you got to reword everything. It's hard. It's especially as a beat. Hello, Killy. I don't even know what that meant.
He was pissing off, I think, some Panthers fans. And that's what got him kicked off originally because, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of funny. Yeah. And yeah, he said something like that.
Let's go.
All right, man. So we got two emails we got to read, which, by the way, you guys can email us atlfalconfancast@gmail.com if you'd like to email us. We had one last week that was awesome. We got two this week, so maybe we're starting a trend here.
Okay.
Also, anybody new, man, if this listen or watch, or just if y'all just want to drop the mind blowing emoji in the chat, if just let us know you're
yes.
here. We'll shout you out. If anybody new, especially, or if you just want to anyway, that's fine too. All right, so first email, and I ski man. I don't know if you wanted us to read this or not, but we're going to just because you've been supporting the show since damn near day one. So Ski is one of our viewers and supporters from Germany, and he is out in vacation in Rhodes, island of Rhodes in Greece. And he said, I had a chance to listen to the two latest podcasts with Chilling by the Pool. It's always a great time. Looking forward to the next one. Sadly, I only saw a little bit of the game due to spotty Wi-Fi, but I'm happy that we won. And he said, all in all, man, Rhodes is a very cool place, hoping that we are able to check it out. And he did say that he had one underrated, because we do underrated, overrated sometimes. He said 5-star hotels, underrated. It's expensive, but you feel it. So, Ski, appreciate that, man.
I love that you treating yourself and not cheating yourself. You deserve it, buddy. You got to treat yourself. Trey told me that. He said it's nothing wrong with feeling fabulous sometimes. I got that from Trey. Treat yourself.
Shout out to Trey, man, from New Money and Falcons. That was hilarious. Next email from Mark. He said, guys, happy to be 1-0, but it was really apparent that Arthur just does not want to let Ritter sling it. Do you guys think it's going to happen this week? I appreciate that y'all mostly, this is funny, I appreciate that y'all mostly give non-biased view of the team. John, are you worried at all about your prediction that Ritter can be the long-term guy for us? Can't change up now, right? Jury's still out for me. Would love to see him target London more. Can't wait to see what we can do against a pretty rough defense for the Pack this week. Defense needs to carry again. Appreciate what y'all do. P.S. John, I know Mike asked you a few weeks ago, but I'm not sure if you answered. I might have missed it. What are you drinking in those multiple cups? So this one is pre-gym. It's actually a pre-work. And it's, by the way, if y'all want some awesome supplements, go to gymsupplements.com and use my name, John, at checkout, and you'll get a discount. How about that? Work that into the show. And this is just water in case I run out of pre-gym. So, yeah, easy enough. Sometimes it's beer. Sometimes there's, you know, y'all know what there's, you know, they have to change. You have to change, every now and then.
John got a beer, a coffee, a water, and some pre-gym. I'm telling you, I don't know how his stomach is alive. I don't think he got no stomach lining.
Or it's just, you know, it just gave up. It's just like, screw it.
Yeah, that's it fine. Just gave up. That man has no stomach lining. Trust me.
All right, so let's get some of his questions. Does not want to let Ritter sling it. Yeah, we talked about it, man, after the game. I don't think it's that. I just think that it's the first game. And you're still filling each other out. You're still seeing what he can do. And I don't want to rehash recapture that we already did. But, yeah, I mean – and Bryce, you can give us your take on it because we'll get your take on last week as well. But he was under siege a lot, and also he looking back at the film, watching it, he could have pulled the trigger a little bit quicker on a few of them too. So I mean, a little bit was him, a little bit was Art, a little bit of everything. I mean, they tried to throw early, didn't quite work out. So Art was like, "Screw it, we're gonna run the ball," because we had a lot of success running the ball. So you know, and what do you think, Bryce, about that?
Yeah, I think it was just how the game flow went. I mean, you try to pass every time Ritter got to the end of his drop, he had Burns in his face or Brown or something like that. So I think you have to adjust your offensive game plan. And if running football was effective, then you kind of stick to your bread and butter. So I don't necessarily view it as a bad disappointing that he didn't light it up through the year. Obviously, you'd like to see more from the passing game in general, but yeah. I'm not going to overreact. I've told people before, still Ritter's fifth start. I know he's been on the team for a year now. It's almost 2 years now, but it's only his fifth start. You know, he's not going to be perfect. I know we're in this process right now where we're picking up every throw he makes to say if he's a franchise quarterback or not, but you got to give him a little bit more time, and we got to see how things continue to go. If they struggle this week or Ritter struggles to make decisions and stuff like that, then there's going to be some questions, but I also am confident that he can also make some throws, because I also said, remember last year when he first started, he was slinging all over the place in New Orleans. So he can do it. It just depends if he has the time and the ability to be able to make those throws. And if he can, then we'll see. He'll get the ball more to London. He'll get the ball more to Pitts, because he used his tight ends a lot in that last year. So don't be surprised if Pitts has a big season coming up.
Yeah, and I mean, and he targeted the hell out of London last year in those four games. I mean, like, they, it's not that, I mean, yeah, he only had one. I mean, trust me, I know, because I have him in fantasy and he got me 0 points. But, you know, he only had one target last week and he dropped it, you know. So, I mean,
Let me say this too, John. Nothing can be apparent after 1 week.
Nah.
So you say it's apparent. Like, nothing can be apparent after 1 week, dog. Like, you can't draw no conclusion from one game. So you can't do that just yet.
No, you figure after like four games, you'll start seeing kind of like, okay, this is who we probably are.
Draw a conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at least this season, because these guys haven't played together before. So, I mean, there's a whole filling out process. And again, there's a whole preseason talk that I'm not even going to have again, but that's, you know, that's part of it. And then he said, appreciate y'all's pretty most. Yeah, we do. Yeah. Look, man, if there's any view is welcome on the show, whether you agree with us or not. I don't, man, we're not in the age of you have to agree with everything we say. That's not how we fly. So y'all can now absolutely disagree or agree. We're going to respect every opinion that y'all have on the show. We're just going to give ours, because that's why we have the platform to do it, you know. And it's,
and I'm completely biased about Matt Ryan. I'll say that just, I'm
100%
not, I'm not even trying to be fair when it comes to that. So that's, I'll tell you. So I'm being honest at least.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, last week on the show, I mean, we're going to, you know, if there's things we don't like, we're going to talk about it. You know, we're not going to jump off a cliff, but we're going to talk about it, of course, you know, whether it's good, bad, whatever, ugly. But that's fine, man. And he said, am I worried about prediction that he's going to be the long-term guy and I can't change up now? Well, two things. No, I'm not worried, again, because it's one game. And I haven't seen anything that's like, oh my God, he can't do it. So I'll wait on that. But I do have the right, as everyone does, to change their mind along the way. So I don't know, like, you know, it's like if you have a friend and you think he's a good friend and then you find out he's cheating on you with your girlfriend. Well, now, buddy, you're a scumbag and I would change my mind. You're no longer my friend. So, like, you know, you have the ability to change your mind, you know, as you get new information, right? That's just how it goes.
Man, I rock with Desmond, but I'm dying to see Taylor. He's my favorite. I told you that was my favorite thing that we got. So, like, if he mess up, I'm rocking with him until he mess up. And it's like having a pretty girl backup too. Like, like, even if the pretty girl mess up, all right, then it's Julie's turn. And I'm just like, man, I want to see Taylor in our offense so bad, but I'm gonna be patient with Desmond, because he's not had a fair go of it. And it was week one. You cannot judge that man. And like he said, it's really his rookie season, dog. So you're really watching the rookie play. It's not fair to cut the cord just yet or to draw any conclusions.
Yeah, it's just this either way. Like, to be 100% in or 100% out, like you said, we support the hell out of him. And I like Taylor, but I 100% do not want to see him unless it's because of injury. Because if we're seeing him because of performance, that sucks. Now we're back to the drawing board again, right? Mm-hmm. At QB. So, I'm totally. It's too early to tell either way. You would expect the fan base, no matter what, he's your quarterback right now, 100% support. That's if you're a fan, that's what you do, right? And if he proves he's not the guy, he's not the guy. But again, it's too early to tell. So,
I have to ask you a question, Bryce.
Right is to come out.
So I got a question for you, Bryce.
Yeah.
You see all of this, because I'm sure you see it and read it all. So, like, you hear all of this. People seem to be really hot or really cold. Like, it's some people that's like, he got all the things. I'm telling you, he gonna prove y'all wrong. And it's some people that's like, he's obviously trash. Like, I don't know what y'all are saying. And it's some people in the middle, but it's a lot of people on the ends. Like, how do you feel about that argument? And it just seemed to be just him. Like, where do you think it stems from where people feel so strongly for or not for Desmond Ridder?
Honestly, I think it just depends on the person and what they want. I mean, I feel like certain people, they want the number one overall projected to be big time guy. And that can go back to Nick because he was the top quarterback and we got him. And then he was an icon and doom. You know, Matt was a top pick, but, you know, there was questions because, you know, he wasn't, you know, Black that maybe, you know, a city going to accept him, blah, blah, blah. And then now Ridder, I mean, he's mixed, so you can't really, I mean, he's both sides. And then I think he's a third round pick. So it's like, if you didn't like him in college, you don't like him now. If you did like him in college, you're probably at least in the middle or you're like willing to, you know, support him and what he and what he's trying to do. I mean, for me, I pretty much feel like from my perspective, I understand what this regime wants to do. They believe in development. They believe in growing, coaching. It's not always going to be pretty. It's not going to be quick. That's the part of development that people seem to forget. I think you have fans who are a bit impatient because they want to be good again, win now, Super Bowl now. That's what I like. If we have a chance, get Shador or somebody, get him. Like, it's just like there's people who just want to be like, we want to be elite. We're tired of not being known as that team. And so I think that also affects people's mindset when it comes to guys like Desmond, because Desmond is a guy who's a project who will develop over time, and people are like, we don't have time to wait for that. I want
great point
right now. I want win now. And I think that's why you have such just a split fan base on Desmond. I mean, they were split on Matt, split on Desmond. I mean, it's like, can we come to a conclusion on any guy? Is there any guy that we can all come to a conclusion?
No, we can't.
You know?
Yeah. Shit cracks me up.
That's Michael Vick.
Pretty much. I mean, outside of that, it's been tough because, you know, people just want to feel like that they're getting the ideal guy that they want in that spot. And Desmond technically wasn't. Even though people would say Desmond might have been the best quarterback coming out of that class he came out of. You know? Because has any other quarterback in that class really separated themselves? I can't say Kenny Pickett has. He was this past Sunday. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's still the jury out on him. We're going to see what happens. They said he's the guy. Arthur Blank gave him a vote of approval and confidence. So we have to see what happens. If they don't work out, there's a pretty good QB class coming up next year. And, you could evaluate some guys. But you also want to win. And if you end up winning this year, you're probably not going to get one. So, and that usually also probably might mean Desmond had a good season.
Yeah, it should all be good things. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this funny you mentioned Shador, man. Like, I love the kid. I mean, I love the kid, man. He looks the part, looks legit. I want to see it for a full season at this level, you know, against the competition. But it's funny. You do see that already. It's like, oh, man, I saw it today. He was, somebody had put him in a Falcons uniform, you know, I did like the photo edit or whatever. And I was like, man, this is our two games in, we're doing this already. Totally agree to you. It's just, it's the Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen type of just, we got to have that type of guy, which by the way, Josh Allen threw three interceptions and a fumbled ball the other night against do you want a bunch of yards? Do you want a high stats throwing yards? Does that make, just people weren't happy with Matt with a bunch of stats. You know, so we don't have but we're winning. So like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, and Desmond said it, Arthur said it, like, he doesn't really care about the stats. He just wants to however they get to win, they get to win. That's fine. And we should know by now, like, Arthur's going to run the damn ball as much as he possibly can, you know, and it's the passing game just may not, it's got to be better. And he knows it has to be better. He's already said that. You know, it's just, you can just look in the watch the film and see like, oh yeah, we got to make improvements in this, but yeah. And the last question, did I think he's going to open it up this week? I don't think so this week. If it's there, sure, you know, but I don't think that's, the Bears, I think, ran about 4 yards per clip on the Packers defense, and they don't have a great, which we'll get into in a little bit, a great run defense. So, I mean, your strength is running. So, yeah, I would definitely expect him to just to do that and see if it's working. And, you know, if it's not, then yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing is you want Desmond to be able to throw when he has to, but we haven't seen that yet. So we're all kind of waiting on that. Like, okay, this team has stopped the run. Can now we throw the ball and, you know, move the ball down the field? That's what everybody's waiting to see, which I get. I understand that. All right, Mike, do you have anything else before we go on? Oh, you know what?
No.
Hang on.
No.
Real quick. Just a few more folks.
Oblivion, what up, fam?
Yeah, there you go. He's Ty's explaining to you what that
I get it now. Hilarious. Hilarious. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to say kitty cats quiet as mice. Yeah, man, they are. Yeah.
Archangel said, yes, Falcons, listening to social media and doubting, so you damn. Yeah, yep.
Exactly, man. Hey, man, appreciate that, Baby J. So I'm from California.
Hey, appreciate that, Baby J in California.
Love it, man. Love it. Like I said, you ain't got no Baja Blast in that cup. No, man. No. No Baja Blast today, buddy. What's going on, Key?
Key, what up?
Make sure y'all check her out on one time.
He said, I'm still high and drunk on week one. Yeah. I'm permanently wasted.
I love it. And Bubba Gump just said it.
Why Fix was not broken. Carolina couldn't stop the run. Yeah. Another PR, Mike, props to you for your little bits of knowledge and heartfelt thoughts. Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
I try to help when I can. Baby J, if Aaron Jones runs straight up the middle like the Panthers were, I say play nickel, get an extra safety out there and close these holes. But with our CB2 back, I wonder will they play different? Okay.
We'll get into that. Aaron Jones may not play. Yeah. He didn't practice again today. So... Mm-hmm. I hope he's not hurt, like hurt, but I would not be sad if he does not play. Let's put it that way. Ark said exactly. You got to give Ritter time. Ty said week one is extension of the preseason with just the starters playing the whole game. Offense and defense still not showing everything. Other teams watch tape too, so don't want to get open out, opened up the bag yet. Yeah. Very wise,
Lisa,
Ty. Very wise.
What up?
What's going on, Lisa?
2-0 coming up. Yes, ma'am.
And we said
Matt
this.
Hey, man, don't even get me hype. Don't even do nothing like that. I walk right off this podcast. Don't do that. Don't do it. I would love it.
You see Mike on the Jets podcast.
Trey said he wouldn't get his money somehow if he did that. He wouldn't get the money. Kiera said some of the QBs didn't look good either.
That's true.
Hey, dog, hold on for a minute. If they could work it out somehow where he get the money and could come back and go to the Super Bowl, dog, I would lose my mind. If we don't win Trey, it, I would love for Matt.
Trey was saying if he retired, he wouldn't get the money. I have no idea what happens if he signs with the team. Do you, Bryce? You know how that contract with the whole Colts would break down if he signed on the team?
Come on, give me hope, Bryce.
I have no idea. I'm not a contract expert. I have no idea. I mean, if it's like any contract, I would assume if he signs with a team, they would still have to pay him if they still owe it to him. Because we've had these situations where it's like, if they got old money on the books, I mean, no matter if they sign, you know, they still got to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Matt, come on, Matt. One more for the kid, Baby J. They wanted to see 50 passes when the line wouldn't hold and the run game was working. Yes. I just want to point out something, man. Matt Ryan had to throw the ball like 30 to 40 times. That was what we had. We don't have to do that anymore. It's very healthy to throw the ball 15 to 20 times. That's healthy. And he didn't need to do that. He did what he was supposed to do when we won. But y'all stop complaining. Okay. Lisa said it's been like civil war in some of the Facebook groups regarding Ritter. I just say root for the players on the roster. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not in there because I would just get irritated. So yeah. Either way, it gets crazy. So yeah, let's jump into the Falcons and Packers preview. Like I said, man, wearing the red helmets this week, black jersey, white pants. And looking at how, like I said, they fared against Chicago last week, Chicago ran pretty well. A lot of it was Justin Fields. But Jordan Love just kind of, you know, he had a lot of yards after catch. Like, he didn't do anything crazy. And LaFleur put him in a good position to be successful. But overall, they picked off, or they had three turnovers at least from the Bears. And they scored on all three of those turnovers, or off all three of those turnovers. So the score got away from them at the end. Jordan sat behind Aaron for 3 years and learned. As XRP said earlier in the chat, Jerry Gray's was there. Got to see a lot of Jordan, and he said, even Jerry said in the press conference, you know, he's like, yeah, I mean, he's like, I kind of know what his tendencies are, and you know, I've been able to help out as far as the preparation goes, which you would hope, because again, he's in there, he's seen the guy, you know, he kind of knows what he's good at, what he's not so good at, and when he's been in there, even though we haven't seen a lot of it, it seems like when you pressure him, he gets in trouble. So I'm hoping that we come out the gates pressuring him this week. I mean, who knows with the, and that kind of goes to, Mike and I, Bryce, we talked on the last show about the snap counts and how AK got literally like 18 snaps the entire game. And like, that's his main job is to rush a passer. So like a lot of pass rushing downs, he wasn't in there. I don't know if he's not in with the coaching staff. I don't know if it's something in practice. I don't know what it is, but man, like, you know, you'd hope again to see him in at least more this week and rushing the passer. I mean, what's your call on that?
I've actually brought this up before and just some stuff I've talked about and some of the Falcon stuff I've done is that I was surprised I didn't see him more out there. But I also saw that they had Calais Campbell had like 51 snaps, and I know that's kind of above the number they want him to be. I think they want him more between 30 and 40. Mm-hmm. So maybe – because there was times where I was like, Calais was playing defensive end, and I was just kind of like, why do we not have, you know, Ebiketie out here or even D'Angelo Malone on or – because I noticed on pass rushing downs, Caden turns into a pass rusher. So he's one, and they'll have both of the other ones. So I think they're like, we have our two ends, and then we just have our interior guys who are also getting pressure with David and Grady. But if they're going to bring down Calais' snap count this week, I would assume that those snaps would go to Ebiketie this week and everything. Because I said, honestly, I'm surprised. Like, you know how most teams have like a third down rush package. You know, you just have just – your best rushers out there. I'm surprised like he's not a part of that group. Because I feel like he showed some good things in preseason when he played. I mean, I've heard some things that he may not be particularly in with the coaching staff, maybe because they've changed the defense. And then since they've changed the defense, that may not fit with his skill set the most. I mean, there's a lot of different things. But at the end of the day, I mean, if you can get after the quarterback, you can get after the quarterback. So right. I'm very curious to see what the rotation is on the defensive line this week for sure. Just to see we see Ebiketie more this week, because I think, you know, you want to be able to get after Jordan Love. You want to be able to, confuse him. You know, he didn't do well under pressure. You know, just help him see make some bad decisions. I mean, if our secondary, especially Jesse Bates, is ball hawking back there, I mean, that's probably an ideal situation if you can do that to Jordan Love.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you hope to – just the fact that we moved up to get him in the second round. I mean, like, I know it was a different defense, but damn, man, like, you know, he rushed the passer well last year. And I mean, even now, I know he's not the typical size that Nielsen typically likes for that position, but I didn't see a ton out of, I mean, I know Calais, they said, you know, you're going to play in when you come here, but that wasn't overly great to me. I mean, you know, I thought he'd probably more effective from the inside. You know, maybe you give AK, I don't know, Mike,
and I just think that they wanted to see. I think that, like I said, I think they just wanted to see the look, or he tweaked something. Just like before we even get started, just because it didn't make no sense to me. But yeah. Like I said, I'm with him. I'm with Bryce. I think we are anxious to see what it'll make more sense this week. When we see what we see this week, we'll have more. Kind of focus on what they did last week, on what they was trying to see undo.
But yeah, I'm just I think if he's, to see it. Yeah, me too. I think if he's got 18 this week, and something's kind of weird.
Man, I want to see Malone out there. Something's
not quite right. Yeah,
I want to see Malone.
Yeah, right. And like I mentioned, the injury report earlier. So I don't know if this has changed in the last few hours, but like I said, Aaron Jones hamstring did not practice today. Christian Watson hamstring did not practice. That's huge. Both of those guys don't go. That's massive for us because, I mean, if Christian Watson does go and he's fully healthy, that dude's a burner. I would assume you're going to have AJ just shadow him wherever he goes on the field, because you do not want Trey Flowers matched up against Christian Watson in man, if that's what we're going to do. And David Bakhtiari, who's awesome offensive lineman, he just had a rest. But he had a knee issue as well. Limited was Romeo Dubs, another wide receiver. Rashawn Gary dealing with a knee, their best edge rusher probably. The guard Elgin Jenkins with a knee, and then Quay Walker with a concussion, kind of like our guy Troy. And Quay Walker's another one, man, another athletic freaking linebacker in the middle there that you know, had a great game last week. You know, they'd probably use him to kind of spy, I would think, Bijan out of the backfield and see, because he, not that he can keep up with him, but you know, he's athletic enough to hang with him. And then as far as ours go, and y'all might have heard this already, Troy Anderson came in on Monday, so he didn't feel quite right. They put him in concussion protocol, did not practice today. So Typically, guys not practicing on Thursday, they don't end up playing on Sunday. Typically, there's a few exceptions, but not looking great for Troy. Okuda is back, limited with the foot. I don't know that we see Okuda this week either. I don't know that because Arthur just made the comment, I think, yesterday, day before. You know, I don't. It's different if you just go from 0 to 100. You know, all of a sudden they are going to ramp him up a little bit. So I don't know that they're going to. Mm-hmm. He's going to have 3 or 4 days of practice and then throw him in the game. You know, I mean, if Watson's out, maybe they do. You know, because this may not be a tough test. Mm-hmm. Maybe he gets some snaps. I don't know. But then full participants. Good to see CP back. Full participant. Calais had a rest day. Jonnu had a rest day. They were all back today. So yeah, if Aaron Jones goes, it's another animal. He's a different beast. And, you know, A.J. Dillon, he was his backup last week. And just looking at the A.J. Dillon rushed for 19 yards on 13 carries. So we hope A.J. Dillon is in there rushing for him this week. We saw Aaron, what he could do with the ball last week, whether it's running or taking a, you know, reception out of the backfield, taking it to the house. So, like I said, you hope you don't wish for injury, but if he's not out, nobody's crying. I won't be upset about it, but
I wish for injury, and I hope he's out. I want to win, and however we get ahead, buddy. So, shout out that. But I just hope he's back after this game.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, so you're not hoping the guy's like hurt or anything like that. Yeah. Then you know, yeah, exactly. And then team snap. I mean, you know, looking at just the team overall. I mean, they had 329 total yards last week against the Bears. Jordan Love was 15 for 27, 230 something yards. They had 9 penalties for almost 90 yards. So we hope we keep that up. And that's what's important too. If the crowd's there, man, we caused a false start last week. We need to cause more false starts this week. Calais said it in the conference today. He said, y'all don't understand how important that is. If we can get, if it's so loud, they have to go to a silent count. They can get a head jump. They can get a head start on the snap, but they can get, you know, pressure in the quarterback quicker. So that stuff's huge, man.
We can actually help the defense.
Damn right. Picture that. Yeah, mm-hmm. About it. And like I said, they turned, you know, Justin turned the ball over 3 times, like I said, against them last week. So they were able to capitalize on that. So biggest three threats for me on offense, again, it's two of the guys were injured. It would have been Aaron Jones and Christian Watson would have been one of the top two. I can't really say Jordan Love yet because, again, they're kind of in the same boat as we are. We hadn't really seen a lot of Jordan Love. They haven't really seen a lot of Desmond Ridder. So I can't, you know, I'm not so worried about him. You know, I mean, that Romeo Dubs, good, you know, good compliment wide receiver there. Nobody else really scares me. I mean, what about you, Bryce?
I'm kind of in the same boat. I mean, if they have those two guys out, there's not really a lot of guys on that roster that's like, oh, man, this is a really scary sight. But this is also, you never know, maybe because guy didn't play, another guy might step up, and we have no idea. But as of right now, there's no one on their offense that would put fear into me, especially with, like I said, the way our defense is playing, especially in the secondary, passing-wise, I wouldn't be too concerned.
Yeah, Mike?
Let me tell you what's hilarious. Is Bryce is, like, humbly talking shit. Because I was talking shit because I thought that same thing. I went on the whole chart and I'm like, it's nobody on this game. And I said, how arrogant am I being to say that? And then I did it again. And I was like, dog, it's my honest opinion. So that's a bit of shit talking, but it's no one on there that I don't see no way of us losing this game. And I hate to be arrogant, but like, dog, I just don't. When I go over the whole chart and just no one even strike no type of fear, it should be easy.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing on the offense, their offensive line can pass block pretty damn good. So we're going to have to get some pressure. I don't think if we're like last week, you know, the first week against the Panthers, we're bringing 4 guys. We couldn't get anything. And that offensive line's not that good. You know, they had a rookie at right guard. You know, Ekwonu was good, obviously left tackle, but not a great offensive line. But we could not get any pressure with 4 guys. So this is a better offensive line. I still don't think we're getting any pressure with 4 guys. So, I mean, they're going to have to dial up some blitzes, some stunts, whatever.
They will.
To get them in there. I mean,
they're going to get after Jordan. Coming after Jordan.
Yeah, I think they dialed up a few last week, too, and they got Gash on the run. Yeah. So that's something, obviously, this week we got to make sure. Again, though, you know, AJ's not – I mean, I know he's Quadzilla and all that, but, I mean, like, he's clearly not the same running back as Aaron Jones. So –
Send Troy to welcome Jordan Love to the NFL. Troy Anderson, send him off that corner to welcome Jordan.
He's not going to be playing probably.
He's going to start rushing. Oh, he's not playing. Well, Sten Richie not. Grant.
So
Sten Richie Grant was, off the corner.
And this, I was thinking that we talked about. Right, like,
he's going to start rushing them throws. I'm telling you, man. He like a rookie too. He's going to get hit that first, second time and going to start rushing them throws. He's going to panic. He's not poised yet. He didn't look poised last week. If we hit him in the mouth, he's going to start panicking early. He's going to start rushing the throws.
If Aaron Jones does not play, then I'm not as concerned. Like, you know, because I'm assuming Nate Landman is going to step into that role behind Troy. And Troy, you know, they play great in the preseason. But if Aaron Jones does play by chance, I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know if they're doing it, but we just talked about it in the preseason. If they might possibly, since they carried both Jalen and DeMarco Helms, possibly have a little three safety look, you know, and because I don't think Nate Landman is going to catch up or hang with Aaron Jones, but maybe, you know, you put a safety in there and you switch up the looks. Who knows? It's just, like I said, I don't know if they've practiced it or it's even a possibility, but I mean, I would consider it, especially knowing that Nate Landman's athletically wise, I mean, a pretty big drop off from Troy. I mean, Troy's pretty elite when it comes to speed and stuff like that. I'm not expecting him to just pop right in there and be Troy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing to keep an eye on, though, even though we're saying they don't have anybody that scares us, at the end of the day, they do have Matt LaFleur calling.
Exactly.
And he's probably one of the better offensive play callers in the league. And to be one of those guys, you got to sometimes make it work what you have. So he'll still scheme, he'll still game plan, he'll still try to figure out the weaknesses that he can exploit in our defense. And he said, okay, we may not have Christian Watson, but maybe Romeo Doubs can do something similar to what we need him to do, da 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 da. So you never want to say, oh, yeah, there's no one going to scare you, because a great offensive mind can figure things out.
Yeah, and he's from
speaking of that, Bryce, I got a question for you, man. I want your honest opinion on this. Do you think that Arthur Smith, do you think he is now or he will ever become the kind of coach who can out-coach the other coach?
I mean, I don't really see why not. I mean, I think the thing is that with the rosters we've had the last couple of years, it's kind of – you can out-coach them, but if you don't got the talent, it's kind of sometimes like – weird. And we were in a lot of games that maybe some people thought we wouldn't be in. Remember, we were projected to be the worst team in the league the last 2 years, and we weren't. So that shows that there's, you know, good coaching there. But I think sometimes when you talk about coaching, it's like, okay, what if your players and talent are the same? Who's going to outcoach the other coach and then be that difference? This would probably maybe be a week where that could maybe be shown. It's just one of those things. Wow, this game plan is perfect. You know, because you just have those games where maybe you're expecting it to be competitive, then it ends up being a blowout. That's a situation where, okay, someone outcoached somebody. So I think it's possible, and I think this team would be the team that he would be able to show that with.
Okay.
The biggest thing for Arthur is just, you know, knowing the tendencies of his players, knowing what works best with his team, and then being able to execute that pretty much. I feel like sometimes he does, sometimes I feel like he comes into the game with this mindset of what he would like to do, but sometimes may not be what's best in the situation. So if he can figure that out, I think he could definitely pull that off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, man. And looking at the defensive side of the ball, that's kind of the part that's a little bit scary if you want to look at the team as a whole. They did have a really good week last week. They had and this is courtesy of Locked On Packers, listening to them. They had 12 players with at least one pressure last week. And I think they had 8 players with 2+ pressures last week. And I mean, they, you know, just looking at the guys along the defensive line, you know, Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt had a really good game. You know, the, what's his name from Iowa, I just blanked on his name. They're Lucas Van Ness, who we really liked in the draft. You know, I thought, you know, we possibly would have drafted. You know, I think he had 5 pressures himself. Again, game one, you never know. You know, Rashawn Gary, he's essentially their Brian Burns type of guy. You know, I mean, like if you want to compare him, McGarry has nowhere to go but up this week. So, I mean, I'm hoping he can, whoever's on him, I mean, like, he had a rough week last week. Lindstrom had a rough week last week. I don't think you're going to see 2 weeks in a row of Lindstrom having a tough one. It seems like Derrick Brown has his number no matter what. It seems like Derrick Brown's just a tough one for him. I don't know what they're, you know, as far as in Kingsley and Barre as well, one of their good rookies as well. So, I mean, they've got some studs along the defensive line that they can get plenty of pressures with. And like I said, Quay Walker, we don't know if he's going to play or not. I think it's leaning toward he is playing, but then Devondre Campbell, who we're all familiar with at linebacker, Preston Smith as well, outside linebacker, good. I mean, that's, and then Jair Alexander is probably their best player on defense. I mean, he's going to be locked on, I assume, on Drake most of the game, and he's a hell of a corner. So I think we'll have our hands full as far as that goes, protecting Desmond again. You know, like I said, you hope to see improvement from the right side, but that's going to be a strong bunch to they're going to try to disrupt and everything. You know, we all know, you know, you can beat a good pass rush with a really good running game, which we have. So it's just a tough one to call, man. Like both teams had pretty good weeks with the week, you know, with the first week, but it's still so much unknown. It's like, I mean, I already predicted, I think on Berto's and Smitty's show that we would win 21-17, but I am not confident about that at all. So, I mean, it could be 21-17 the other way. It could be, I mean, you know, we predicted, or at least I predicted 12-5 this year. So, you know, it wouldn't shock me if one of these losses came this week, but with everything we've got going against, you know, if their two biggest offensive threats are down, then I feel a lot better about that prediction. that's the best thing. But I don't know, man. Mike, what are you saying, man?
I feel very confident we're going to win. I have no doubt we're going to win. But it will be, the difference will be who gets pressure on the quarterback. Just like I said with Bryce Young, when you haven't proven yourself, they send every look at you. Like, they're going to send every look at you to try to get you to see if you get off your square. And the same thing they did with Bryce, they going to do that to Desmond. It's his second year, but you're a rookie to them. So I'm trying to see if you can handle the pressure. You see how he was a little scrambled on some plays last week. Oh, they want to see that again. And like you said, it was like 10 players that got pressure. Oh, he about to see everything. So it is going to be whose quarterback is composed, because both of us going to get some pressure. I don't think it's going to be some pressure. It's going to be whose quarterback is more poised. And we will see that if that's Desmond Ridder or Jordan Love, because I'm sure Green Bay think that they got the man for their future just like we do. And he poised going so like Desmond. So somebody going to have to prove something, and I think somebody going to mess up. So it's all in that, but I got faith in my guy to be the one to prove something, and the people who wear yellow to be the ones to mess up because they wear yellow. So that's already a bad fashion choice. I say you have bad luck.
I can't wear a damn thing yellow, dude. I really can't. Not I look either. Terrible in yellow. Yeah. It's just not a good look.
I'm not Gucci, man. I don't look cool in yellow.
No, me either. Bryce, anybody on the defense? Like, I mean, other than the guy, I mean, I know I kind of mentioned everybody, but I mean, who worries you on the defensive side of the ball?
I pretty much hit the nail on the head. I mean, you pretty much know the main guys that you got to worry about for the most part. I mean, you know, you would assume McGarry would have a better week, as you said. They did figure things out in the second half when it came to pass protection. So, you know, if you maybe you keep that up this week, potentially, you know, deal with Rashawn Gary and them. So next week, they're not wreaking havoc. And then obviously, like you say, if you can run the football, that can help neutralize a great pass rush, because then they have to maybe play a little bit more back to neutralize running lanes. And then maybe you can take your shots from there against that defense. And I know a lot of people, especially in fantasy, isn't high on Drake London after last week, and then because he's playing Jair. But I'm confident in him. I feel like if there's one guy who could have a decent week, it could be Drake. And because at the end of the day, you still have to put someone on Pitts, and you know, who's going to be that matchup, you know, and then Bijan, and then Cordell coming back, they'll probably have him play receiver. And so, you know, it'll just be interesting to see that chess match between the players they have on the Green Bay's defense and our offensive skill players.
Yeah, big time. I mean, they had, just looking at the notes here, they had the Packers had a 53% pressure rate on the Bears last week, which is insane. I mean, that's over half your drops, you're getting pressure. That's tough. If that happens, we're going to have an issue. But hopefully, like you said, they'll be in better shape this week.
But yeah, that's exactly. Where you run the boat. And, bro, that's what Tyler for. It's the uppercut.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Yeah, man. Yeah, as far as, I mean, the we're going to say the same thing almost every week as far as how do we win this game. It's going to be run the ball, establish the run, and, you know, open up whatever the pass game we're going to have. That's going to be our recipe to success pretty much every week, because we know that's what Arthur wants to do. It's never going to be come out and chuck the ball down the field. It's never going to be that. It's just not who we are. Hopefully we can get to that point, like I said, if we need to be. But, Mike, what player for you? Last week it was Jesse Bates, it was Bijan, it was Tyler. What player this week plays out of their Falcon mind? Both sides of the
Tyler. Ball. Tyler. Because the reason why I say he's like the uppercut is if you come rushing in, just one of those. Tyler going the he like a good old wake me up. It's like that coffee in the morning. When they come rushing in, he gonna go right in their teeth. And I feel like man, Bijan is gonna be great, like on a screen pass for stuff like that. But Tyler will be even better for if you like the rushing. I think Tyler will be even better. So I hope they split carries a little bit. But Tyler, I look him for him to have a good, because he gonna back him up. If Tyler is successful, they'll stop rushing. Trust me.
Defense. Or who you got on defense?
Who I got on defense having a great game. I don't know. I look for a pick six, because Jordan Love gonna get pressure. He gonna do something stupid. But I want somebody to get it and go back with it. So I look for a pick six. I know he's going to do something stupid. Like I said, I don't know who's going to be more poised. But all the compliments on Desmond are mental, like most of them. So I'm going to go with my guy to not do nothing stupid, because he had the opportunity last week when all y'all were saying he should have just tried this and tried that. He was playing smart. But I got Jordan Love doing something stupid.
Love it. Bryce, who you got playing out there Falcon mind on offense and defense?
Offensively, I'll go with Bijan, because I think he'll be a key to what they want to do, especially if they don't have Quay, and especially if they do try to bring heat on Ridder. I think him and those one-on-one matchups are going to be big. And it may be one of those – he's a hot route, but we've seen with the touchdown, we've seen in the preseason, he can make a guy miss and go. It seems like every time he touches it, there's juice. And so I think he could really be big against a team like Green Bay, you know, because I was deciding between him and Cordero, because they both, like I say, Cordero can kind of do the same thing. It's just Cordero's more of a physical, like, I guess he's more of a physical player overall. Mm-hmm. But I think Bijan could be really effective against Green Bay's defense and kind of like neutralizing maybe some things they want to try to do to Desmond. And then defensively, I'm actually looking for AJ to get a pick this week. I know he wanted one last week. I think AJ is back to 2 years ago, AJ, when he was Terrell Island, and you know, he was a shutdown guy. So I think this might be a good week for him to potentially get him a turnover. That's something that he hasn't had a lot in his career. Obviously, you know, they always say you shut down corner, ain't nobody gonna throw it to you, so how you gonna get a bunch of picks? But I think this would be a good week for him for sure, especially after seeing what Jesse did. I know that motivated him. I know him and Jesse, we've seen the handshakes, everything, you know, they're close, so it's probably like, you got two, I'm gonna get me one this week too.
Love it. I'm gonna go I'll go Kyle this week, because I think Kyle can exploit some of those matchups in the middle there and do whatever he wants to do. He seems like he's always open, which, watch him back. I mean, it's just there's not a good matchup for him. But unless you're putting a corner on him, there's really not a good matchup for him. So it's just a matter of just finding him when he's there, and, you know, creating that space. Defensively, I'm gonna go Caden Ellis, man. Caden was, he had a okay game last week, but I think, you know, you bring him here to rush the passer. So I want to see him, like, really getting home this week, maybe getting two or three sacks, man, and seeing what happens there. So those are my two guys, and we'll see how it pans out. Before we go on, just pop back in the chat, and another PR said, what type of hype would Ridder have gotten if he had beat Georgia? It would have been a lot different. No doubt about that. It would've been a lot different. And hopeful said, I feel like Ridder took Cincy despite the criticism for them being included in the mix. The typical college powerhouse is exactly what the Falcons need now. I dig it, man. What's going on, Dave?
Dave, what up?
And he said, besides winning the game, this is a measuring stick game by teams and their QBs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%, man. They're kind of in similar situations. D, what's up,
man? What up, fellas? Great show as always. Falcons going 2-0. Our passing game will turn it up a notch, and our running will elevate more. Hold on, he said, Baby Jason. Hold on, my running will elevate more. Our defense will keep doing what they do. We will pull off this W, of course.
I love it, D.
Baby J said Matt Ryan also never had a defense. Yep.
Nobody wants to hear that. One top 15. That's it.
Don't get me started, Josh. But y'all wanted him to play defense. I think y'all wanted him at corner to check Beckham or something. Josh said, wouldn't it be cool to get Matt Ryan as OC or QB? Because that's what I said. Man, fire somebody. Just, hey, listen, man. Fire somebody. Plant some drugs in their purse or something and just there come you on. You. Swap jobs. Big Low.
What's up?
What in the world, Bo? I'm listening to y'all while working late. We appreciate that, Big Low.
Yeah, man.
Dave, can we please stop?
Yeah.
It's not a crime to constructively critique the team whether they win or lose. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man. Exactly right. And they Berto said AK definitely needs more pass rush opportunities. Yeah.
Berto said AK definitely needs more pass rush opportunities.
Yeah, let's see. Sorry, I was going through trying to find some of the new folks that I did not get to yet. Millie Mills, what's happening, brother? See you, man.
Millie Mills. Bryce, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce. So real quick, man, I just want to do something I call shrimp fried Bryce, right? So what I'm going to do is it's just three questions, okay? Shrimp, okay, Bryce, who is the best small athlete of all time? It could be in any sport. Who is an undersized athlete that Bryce think, man, that dude was it?
Oh, man.
Any sport.
Honestly, man, I go basketball, man. I guess I'll go AI.
Come on.
You just mute your mic's best friend now.
It's my favorite player of all time. So you
trailblazer me.
Okay. Fry. All right. So Fry, Bryce. I'm gonna name you three wide receivers that are currently not signed to a team. Man, I need you to tell me two of them that's fried, but the one that could get picked up and actually play, okay? I'm going to go, man, AJ Green. Then I'm going to go Julio Jones. Then I'm going to go DeSean Jackson. Which two of those are fried, but which one could actually get signed to a team this year? You got to pick one, and you got to let two go fried. Like, you're done.
Wow. Well, AJ Green Pride.
Oh, he said that quick. Yeah. He said that. So you got DeSean Jackson and Julio Jones left. Who's Pride and who could actually sign to a team this year?
Probably Julio.
Oh, that's a good. See, Matt Ryan and Julio on the Jets, you say? Oh.
Don't get me started. They're good on receivers.
All right, the last one, Bryce, shrimp fried Bryce. Bryce, I got a question for you. It's a deep one. Since you've been watching the Falcons, you've seen a lot of players. If you can grab one player from Falcons history to bring him in on our team for this season, only this season, you don't got to worry about money and all that, and you get him at the peak of his talent, so you can bring a past player to add to this specific team at the peak of his talents to help this specific team, this specific season, who you bringing back and why?
Okay. Honestly, this might sound crazy. Give me prime peak Sean Witherspoon.
Who?
Hey,
And the reason why is because you said with the team, I'm just like, well, you said my backer's a weakness. I mean, you got Troy. Got Cade, got Sean Witherspoon. That sounds like a pretty good linebacker room.
Hey, he was an animal, wasn't he? Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, that's a good one, Bryce. I don't think nobody he was thinking on that one. I knew he was coming with something good. Hey, that was good. Shrimp fried Bryce. I love it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so Ark said, I'm hearing some buzz on us trading for Higgins. Any thoughts? I have not heard that, but he's definitely the body type for the receivers that the Art likes. I don't know that you – I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, we don't throw the ball anyway. I mean, like that much. I don't know that you need another guy to – I don't know. I mean, I would be okay if they did, but I would – I don't
– Julio.
Yeah, well, that's
no, I got a cough. I got –
Yeah, that's
I was really, it's actually funny if I can make a quick moment. Yeah, man. I was watching Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco the other day. Chad Johnson. Chad said he can still play. he said he can get 1400 easy.
No way.
Yep, that's what he said. What? That's what he said. He said today's rules. Oh yeah, I could go out there and be an elite receiver again.
Chad confident.
And this is Todd brings up a good point, and this is I was going to bring this up too. He said I keep my eyes on their tight end Luke Musgrove. He's very athletic, and we never do good against opposing tight ends. Even worse if Troy's out too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and you know, going into the Panthers game, that was my only really concern on the offense was Hayden Hurst, because same reason, we never really do good against tight ends. And guess what? He led their team in targets. So yeah, I mean, I can definitely see him being targeted.
John, is Troy definitely out? John, or he didn't practice today.
Didn't practice, but which is not a good sign if he didn't practice today. Okay. on a Thursday.
Come on, Troy, we need you, buddy.
Yeah, but we'll see, man. Travis said, "What's up, man?"
Preston said, "What up, fellas?" Arthur wants to run that Tennessee style offense, but can that offense win in the shootout? I'm gonna tell you, I think that we have more talent. He can run a better style offense than that. To be honest with you, Ty Rogers said, "John, I wouldn't start London in your fantasy." If he's going, John, he said, don't you start, Drake.
I got to see what's on the bench, man.
Rise up, what's John. What's going on, Tim? Rise up, buddy.
I got to see what's on the bench, man. I don't know that we have a better option, to be honest with you, which is also sad, but I don't
Tim
know.
Said, I hope the offensive line can improve so we can see a little more play action. They will. They improve as they gel over time. That's how the best thing about offensive lines. Johnny R said, what's happening late? To the chat, first time here. What's up, Johnny? Hey, you just dropped the blowing mind emoji. Should Arthur Smith implement some gadget plays during the game, flea flicker, etc., to loosen up the defense? I gotta ask you this from Bryce. That's a great question. Do you think with all that talent, he should be doing gadget plays from time to time?
I think with the personnel we have, I mean, not particularly. Like, I mean, you can, but like, I mean, realistically, I mean, flea flicker, you want a deep threat. I mean, I guess you could send Pitts that way. We already know he's going to get that attention too. I felt like if we had like kept a guy like Xavier Malone, then maybe we could do more gadget stuff. Mm-hmm. You also could do it with Scotty Miller too. I just don't know. Like, you know, like you should obviously be more creative. Like I would, I mean, if we do like a Statue of Liberty or, you know, the Philly special or something like that, that's fine for sure. But it's, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, gadget plays, even have Desmond run more. I mean, he ran 4 or 5 in college. So, yep. I mean, he can outrun some guys. So why don't we see more of that? That might help him. Just, you know, I don't want him doing RPOs and always handing it off. Like Desmond, yeah, like can beat someone to the edge. I've seen
it. Yep. So, Tasta, yeah. I want to see some QB read options. With Dez, the way Mariota ran it last year. Yes, sir. We shouldn't underestimate Ritter's athleticism. Yep. It doesn't look impressive, but it's only because he's a long strider. I'm going to be honest. He didn't look impressive running, and Bryce didn't either, but them boys could run. It just don't always look good. You know what I'm saying? Don't always look like, oh, my God. It just looked, I don't know, it just looked lumbersome. Bryce he was didn't. So smooth, it looked like he was running slow. I'm like, man, this dude's slow. And they was like, no, he's just efficient. I don't know what I'm watching no more.
He did quite a bit of running at Cincinnati. And he was, like you said, and he's – I think Ty's in my freaking notes, dude, because you're saying, like, half the shit I've been – I think Ty needs to want to – we get Ty on the show eventually because, you know, keeps brings up some great points there. King Richie, what's up?
King Richie, there you go. 17-0. Now you're talking my language. I mean, why would we lose the game? I don't even see why we would lose unless we wanted to lose just to see how it feel for motivation or something. Said, I'm calling it Falcons 27, Packers 24. So he calling a close one. Millie Mills said, man, I don't care about their defense because CP back. Tell Green Bay, get out the way. That's what I'm saying.
I hope y'all are right, man.
No Aaron Rodgers over there for us to be losing to. Tell Devondre Campbell don't stand in that gap when Tyler comes. I'm telling you, yeah, watch. We're going to really see how tough he is. Yeah, I'm dying to see Drake beat on Alexander. That's going to be a great one.
Baby Jason, I'm...
Special teams and field position, explosive plays on offense will be key for this game. We're going to need some play action, but we're going to get it.
Yeah, and Dave, this is exactly what I was thinking, dude. I thought Muggsy Bogues.
They said Muggsy Bogues.
As soon as he hit that, or that's the first one. That's the first one that came to mind. What's up, one time? That's Jack, probably.
One time for the food.
Great show last night, Jack. I caught y'all this morning while I was working, sort of. So, yeah, good job, buddy. Millie says, shit, all three of them are fried.
All three of them fried. Yeah. Hey, don't tell you, man. Come on, you. I got faith in Julio.
I do not. He's fried, man. I love the guy. He's fried.
I'm gonna tell you, I was thinking that. John Abraham. Mark
said Abraham. Yeah, man. That's a good call too. And Josh said Abraham or Vic. Yeah, Vic in this offense would be something else. Yeah.
Man,
this is hilarious. Oh, this is hilarious.
Ray Edwards, pasta girl. She went back.
She said, "No, I'm going Deion Sanders. Deion,
prime time."
Yeah, Deion and freaking Nations, my goodness.
That secondary is insane.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, you just don't throw the ball at all. Yeah, kind of the same boat, Dave. I don't know what – I can't see it. I mean, because you already have two guys that's going out there blocking. And you, I mean, yeah, I don't see that. No. Not going to happen, dude. I totally agree with Dave here. Matt Bergeron might be a future All-Pro. After game one, dude, I'm down with you, man. Liam, what's up, man?
Liam, buddy.
Good to see you, man. He is running a 5K on Saturday morning. He's very excited about it.
I love it for you, man.
Not me. Take pictures. Exactly. All right, man. Bryce, you good to go in or out, or you need to hop out?
I'm good to go, man. We can run it.
I love it. I love it for you, Bryce. Let's do it. Yeah, hang with us for a few more. Let's play the game.
Mike, you want to start it off, buddy?
I want to start it off. I'm going in. Are you in or out that the Chappelle Show is the greatest sketch comedy show of all time, man? It's still funny, dog.
I'm already
like, bar none, it's still funny. It's the greatest thing, dog. It's still funny. Like, it's the first time I've seen it. I got the DVDs, but it's on digital now. Yeah, I laugh at the skits like every single time. The greatest sketch comedy show of all time. I'm in,
dude. The blind racist one. Do y'all remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, like my God. Dude, that was I mean, they're all hilarious.
He was Prince and was playing basketball. Man, that was Charlie Murphy. Yeah, greatest show ever.
Yeah. So did y'all see at the Chargers game, because of that new movie, The Creator, coming out? They had full on like AI robots in the stands, like full-on looking humans that were interacting and walking around. Y'all see this?
No.
Yeah, they did. You in or out on those? You in or out on having an AI robot next to you at a game interacting with you?
No. I don't care who it is.
I said no.
Man, unless it's like, Halle Berry one, no.
Yeah, it was just creepy, man. I mean, we've already passed the point of no return with AI, but man, that was just creepy. I'm out, man.
Yeah. That's how they're gonna sell out crowds.
Right? I mean, yeah. I mean,
sold out.
Yeah.
It was 17 AIs, exactly.
Man, make noise. Probably they probably scream and yell, fake fans.
Yeah, but Bryce, if you think of any in or outs, while you're welcome to throw one out there, man, and in the chat as well. If y'all want to throw any in or outs, feel free, man.
Oh man, I got another one. So y'all know I'm old school, right? Like, I don't have my personal Twitter or like Instagram. Y'all, I barely check my phone. I do everything the old way. I don't do really technology. But some things I finally catch on to them and I be thinking, oh, this is the coolest. And it blow my mind. And I know I be like 10 years late. So I don't tell y'all because it's embarrassing that I think it's so cool. But I just lost my, I didn't lose, but my little debit card was called for fraud or something. So they had to cut it off and send me a new one. I didn't get it yet. So they sent me a digital card and I never used like Apple Pay. Oh man, You can't tell me, man, I'm not AI, John. I think I'm AI. I'm just, boop. Why wasn't I doing this before? I'm carrying a giant whip. Boop. Just come on, man. The whole time I'm thinking, I don't want it stored in my phone because somebody then could hack into my phone. Who cares? It's too, hey, who cares? If you hack into my phone, you're going to see some pictures that you're not supposed to see anyway. So I'm already done. So I feel like you might as well steal my credit card information. But that Apple Pay is the coolest technology. Oh, to just tap and pay at the gas station, tap and pay for food. Just, oh, it's so much easier than pulling your card out. I'm 5 years late or however old that is, but I just started doing it like 2 days ago, and now I will never use my debit card again. It's too cool. So I'm in on Apple Pay.
You're going to be going to like Fanatics and just going, did it, and buying everything now. You're going to have
that. Yeah, and you can just click the side button. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I love it.
There it is. That's what false start. Clayton
Bigsby. Yeah, that's what it was.
Hey, this is another great one. Lowski said out in Living
Color. In Living Color was the first one I ever seen. It's what got me hooked. My father used to show me those.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that either.
Kerry, I saw those AI robot. I didn't see those. Living Color, yeah. Man, people don't understand the cast of Living Color was so talented.
Insane.
Tommy
Insane.
Davidson and them, and like David Alan Grier, all the Wayans. You skip over them people when you talk about comedy, but they great. Chappelle Show, you better not bring your kids. Yeah. Yep.
All right, man. Are y'all in or out that turf needs to get the hell on out of the NFL, man? Like, bring back grass. Like, I don't know that Aaron would have not been hurt if it was grass or not, because Achilles are kind of, you know, it looked like that was just kind of a weird occurrence. But, like, dude, all these owners are billionaires. So pony up, buy some grass and water it and pay for the landscaping, man. Like, I know y'all can afford it. Like, I know you can. And it's probably going to save some of the bigger stars, because your most athletic and gifted
athletes. Save you money.
And gifted athletes are the ones that are getting hurt. You know, the most explosive ones, the ones that, you know, they're cutting, they're in, you know, in and out. I mean, that's when something, you know, cleat gets caught, you know, ACL goes. Whatever happens, man, like, there's so many non-contact stuff on turf, not to mention, you talk to any player, man, it's like, you know, it's a little bit softer, gives more. I mean, it's just, to me, there's no question. I mean, like, I just think it's safer for all the players, and the NFLPA they're pushing hard for this to happen. I don't know if it'll work, because NFLPA didn't have a whole lot of success with a lot of things that they do, unfortunately, but I mean, I'm in, man. A turf needs to go, man. Mike?
Yeah, I'm in.
Bryce?
You gotta go.
Any thoughts on the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, people have been asking for it. Players have been asking for it forever. I'm surprised you didn't want to listen to the guys who are playing your product. They said, hey, you want to reduce injuries? Well, give us some grass. And then you're like, eh. Like, you're going to be mad when we get hurt, and then you don't have your biggest stars playing the biggest games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. 100%, man. 100%. Mike.
So I just got one more. I mean, man, I'm going to tell you, man, I like simple things, right? I'm a simple man. So I get a thrill out of very simple things. And I'm going to tell you, man, I got me a Keurig, and you can't tell me I'm not rich. I mean, you just can't tell me I'm not rich. Oh, man, just make it. It's something about hitting a button saying, yeah, brew. And from home, it just make you feel like a billionaire. I encourage everybody to get a Keurig. I mean, here's what I'm saying. It's some days where you had to hit Starbucks, right? Where you got up and you knew it was rush hour at Starbucks. You said, man, by the time I get there, that line gonna be there. Gotta sit in line, then gotta get in the car. Just imagine hitting a button, boop, and you just got it in your, and you blend your own cream, however you, man, I drink more coffee now than I ever have, man. I didn't go to sleep the other night. I said, I gotta reel it in. But Keurig, it'll make you feel like a billionaire. If you feel broke, get a Keurig. I'm telling you, it'll make you feel like you made it.
Yeah, I said, so I got to be out because I already got, you know, I have a caffeine problem anyway. And if it's that easy for me to go in there and do, no.
Yeah,
you see, because by the way, I just had a.
But John, hold on, man.
Dude, look, so now look at another PRs.
Hold on. So you buy all your coffee like at Starbucks and Dunkin', like you pay every time?
No, so we do two things. We buy the cold brew grounds. So we do our own cold brew here. You know, like you basically just put it.
See, this is too much.
No.
He got a brewery in his house.
That's right. We brew the cold brew. So you just put it in the fridge over for like 12 hours and you're good. But for the hot coffee, we buy the whole bean and we have the grinder. And so we actually have to, you know, grind it, put it in the coffee maker, all that stuff. Yeah. So it's fresh as hell.
That I'm old fashioned. He's Amish. He in there churning butter. Churning butter.
So another PR says, as long as we can smoke it, talking about having grass, which is hilarious.
Hilarious.
All right. My last in or out, man. And I'm going to combine two of our games, underrated, overrated, in or out. Are you in or out that sleep is underrated?
Yes, I'm in. I'm in because I was just thinking this today. Man, I believe this wholeheartedly that if you studied it, your mind is more negative if you've had less sleep. Like, you just wake up feeling better. You have more positive thoughts the longer you slept. The shorter you slept, the more, like, negative thoughts you have, which puts you in a negative mood. It just brings your whole personality down, the less sleep. And I know you think that you do all right off 6 hours and you got a coffee, but you're not. You know how you sleep in on a Saturday and you wake up, like, just, like, bouncing off the walls? You feel great. Because you finally slept and you naturally woke up. I think we would all live way longer if we got to naturally wake up every day. But when you're getting 5 and then 6 and then 7 and 6, then 4, then 5, I think you die slow and early. So, yes, sleep underrated. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Arca said, no, is it underrated? Yeah. So, yeah. No, Bryce, what you say, man?
Yeah, definitely underrated. I need that to operate. I hate waking up early. I don't want to wake up early for nothing crazy. I'm a big, just let me get my sleep in and then let me operate. Because it's tough. I hate feeling tired throughout the day. Yep. I hate feeling like, man, I need to take a nap, but I can't. It's just like if I feel good, then I feel like mind's more clear. It's not as foggy. Kind of can focus on whatever the day is or lies ahead of me. And I don't have to worry about that. That's why I'd be telling my job, I'm like, I never will work mornings. I have no desire to work mornings. You're not getting a response from me if you try to call me in the morning. I am during the day when I can actually get a normal amount of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and it hit me. Yet the reason I said that was because yesterday, and Mike knows, like, Amanda and I are both not owls, so we'll be up late even when we know we got to get up early, and it's stupid. And I know it's stupid, but I continue to do it because I can't go to bed. I can't force myself to bed early, but. Last night, apparently, didn't take my contacts out and forgot that I didn't take my contacts out. Went to bed with my contacts in, slept all night with my contacts. Woke up at like 3 a.m. wondering why I had all this sleep in my eye. I was like, damn, I must have terrible allergies. I have no idea. And then I go to the mirror. I'm like, oh, shit, I left my contacts in. What's even dumber is last night after I got out of the shower, normally, like, I have my contacts out. I grab my glasses, you know, turn on TV. I still grabbed my glasses, even though I could see just fine because my contacts were in.
Mm-hmm.
That told me right then that, damn it, man, I need some sleep because this is some bad. This is not good. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I gotta make a point to get some more sleep because it's not good. Arc said, I need my beauty sleep. Yeah. Bump said, I need my beauty sleep. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And Carrie says sleep's definitely underrated, especially as you get older. Not sure.
I pull all nighters.
Oh my god!
Twice a month, like I don't even go to sleep. Twice a month, I just don't sleep.
No, man, I cannot do that, man. Ty said he'd come on the show any day, man. I love it. Let's
Ty, figure
it out then. JJ said I think Arthur Smith elevates Ritter from preschool to middle school this Sunday.
Okay,
2,190 yards.
So not high school, but middle school. I got you.
I love it. And
Ty said, I'm in OCP getting 3 red zone touchdowns.
Ooh, I love
who got him in fantasy? You talking like that and upsetting a lot of people. Okay.
Hey, he might get some he might get some red zone opportunities for sure. I can definitely see that, man.
That's our electricity. Don't y'all forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when I forgot days when I was asleep.
Yeah, exactly. All right, man. Well, that's all we got, man. Bryce, appreciate you coming by, buddy. That was fun having you on, man.
Glad to be here with you guys. Glad to have the opportunity.
Man, we appreciate it. It was fun, dog.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, man. Make sure drop where everybody can find you, what work you got going on, all that good stuff coming up. I know the Hawks getting ready to get started. So, yeah, man, let them know.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Bricey_2K, BRICEY_2K, where I just, you know, tweet about Falcon Talks, you know, all my stuff there. Also, if you want to go to my YouTube or go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you have, just got a new pod out. Believe in Hawks, BLEAV, covering the Hawks for their upcoming season, getting geared up for that. I do also do Falcons videos as well on my YouTube as well. You can just look up my name or just look up like Pacific keywords, Atlanta Falcons week one, things like that. If you want to look at that content, you know, just trying to stay active in the community, kind of cover both teams, you know, support them both my favorite team. And yeah, man, just trying to do what I can. So like I said, man, I appreciate y'all letting me come on for sure.
Yeah, Bryce is like, man, Bijan, bro. He do everything. Okay, you can't pigeonhole Bryce, dog. He do a little bit of everything, dog. It's slash. Thank you, Kerry.
Yeah, man. Hey, well, before we go, we didn't give a score prediction, so we need to do that. Mike, what's your score prediction, buddy?
21-0 Falcons. No, 21-3. I'm going to give him a field goal. 21-3 Falcons.
Damn, all right. I love it. Bryce, what you got, buddy?
I'll go 30-21.
Love it. Still getting the win. That's fine. I'll go 20. I already said 21-17, so I'm going to stick by it, man. 21-17 Falcons, like I said, I think it could go either way. But I do think the defense makes the difference in this game again. I think we're going to pull off a couple of turnovers again, whether it's Jesse or a sack fumble or who knows what. You know, like we said earlier in the show, man, get as much pressure on Jordan as you possibly can. Make him uncomfortable. Get him off his spot, whatever you got to do. You know, especially, like I said, if Aaron doesn't go, if Christian Watson doesn't go, got to take advantage of it. You know, you got to win that game if they're not on the field. So, and, you know, we'll see what happens to the offense.
Defense trying to keep their streak alive of 7 straight games without allowing a team over 21 points.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that's the Panthers streak?
Yeah, it's current streak. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, current streak from last year.
I mean, that's – but I'm saying ours?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. And
I know. Let's start talking fresh.
And we good now. We see the chalk. Like, we good? Okay.
I know.
It got to start talking more trash.
And last week, we didn't allow a pass over 15 yards, too. So, I mean, this is crazy, right?
Hey.
But, yeah, man. Well, anyway, thank you all.
I want to say this before we go. John texted me that we got 10,000 audio plays. Dog, that is unreal to me. I sat back and I looked at that like it was Photoshopped. I didn't know if John Photoshopped me. I was on pranked. But 10,000, we've hit a lot of milestones. But that one, like, it kind of clicked that, like, that's something else. So 10,000 plays is something else. Again, it could be small to some bigger podcast. That means the world to me. I think I'm famous now. 10,000 is really something. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everybody. 10,000 is a lot. Like, shit, I can't even small talk that or like minimize that. That's a lot. So thank you. Cause that was, I didn't even know we was close to that. I'll be honest. I didn't even know we was close to that. So thank you very much. That meant the world.
I'm glad you said that because I did not even put that in there and I'm the one who tweeted it out. So yeah, I mean, that is awesome. Thank you guys that are listening on wherever you're listening. That was a cool milestone to see. I just logged in to see how good our last show is doing. And then 10,000 popped up there. I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. We hit 10,000, which is great. But yeah, thank you guys for coming by. Anybody that was new tonight, man, like I said, hope y'all like the show. Hope y'all come back and keep watching. We're going to be doing the same thing every week the rest of the season, man. We have, except for the bye week, of course, we'll have a preview show on Thursdays. We'll have a recap show. Typically now we'll probably be on Monday evenings, Monday nights. Sometimes it might be on, it depends on how the game goes. If the game's crazy and we think we want to do like immediate reaction and we both can do it, then we might jump on there and do one. But if not, we'll typically take a day, kind of let everything sink in. Then we'll do a show on Monday. And like I already previewed, man, the 95 North meets 75 South show will be on Monday at 7 p.m. Birdo and us will be on there, obviously recapping the game, recapping the win, that is. And also a few other cool things we got going on with that show. That'll be fun for everybody as well. So as always, man, make sure, like I said, try to get us to 75 likes, man. If y'all can hit the like button for us, see if we can get up to 75 this time. Subscribe if you like the show. Like I said, we appreciate y'all hanging out. If you haven't already looked at Variety Sports, check them out. A lot of great shows on Variety Sports, not just us, but you can check catch us there, but a lot of their awesome shows on there as well. Merchandise, bonfire.com/out of your Falcon mind. You'll see some cool t-shirts, some hoodies. Anybody that's bought any, man, we appreciate y'all for supporting the show that way. Very cool for us to see that out and about or see y'all posting it with wearing it. Man, it's just, it's very cool. So, Mike, you got anything left, buddy?
Well, man, go follow Bryce. He going to break it down. You just heard how he broke it down on the show. Go follow my man Bryce for more of the breakdown, man. Hawks and Falcons, you got to love it. And rise up.
Hey, man, JJ, appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
Better said, hey, man, love it, man. Love it, buddy. Appreciate you, JJ.
I appreciate that.
And hopefully, helpful said, I mean, another awesome out of my Falcon mind show. Hey, appreciate you, dude, always, man. So, Bryce, again, man, can't wait to catch the Hawks podcast from you, dude, because I'm hoping for – I was hoping for a really good season last year. I didn't quite get it. Hoping for one this year. Hoping Mr. Quinn Snyder's the man to come in there, turn it around. So looking for some awesome podcasts from you, man. Again, appreciate you coming on. And thank we'll you, have Bryce. You on again at some point whenever you can. And yeah, that's – yeah, man. So, all right, guys. Appreciate y'all. Let's get that win on Sunday. Let's go to 2-0 and talk about the Detroit Lions next week. Mike, take us out, brother.
2-0 out of your Falcon mind. Peace.